needs our front cover this week is a note written by the late 10-year-old Talia Harkin, who wrote that when you light up a candle, you light up your neshama and you light up the world. And when you light up the world, you make it a better place for you, me, and everybody. Needs on Friday, January 20, the young Beth Rivka Ladies College student and her 9-year-old sister Maggie were at the Bourke Street Mall in Melbourne with their mother Natalie when Demetrios Gargasoulis allegedly drove off the road and killed 5 people, including Talia. Maggie sustained serious injuries and is recovering, but her mother Natalie remains in a critical condition in hospital. It's an incredibly sad story for our community. Tributes have poured in from all across the country. Needs, if any listeners want to donate to the Harkin family, a fundraising campaign has been set up. They can go to www.mycause.com.au/Harkin family. More than $100,000 has already been raised.
Evan, I believe the mother is still in a critical condition in hospital. She couldn't attend her daughter's funeral. I really hope she will recover. But the 9-year-old Maggie, she came to the funeral in a wheelchair. And she also has a story. It's quite incredible for a 9-year-old. Her reaction when the attack happened.
That's right, Nita. Rabbi Smakler, the principal of Beth Rivka College in Melbourne, described Talia's sister Maggie as an inspirational little girl. He told of her bravery on Bourke Street that Friday afternoon. He says, even though you were hurt and very shaken, you had the strength and common sense to get a hold of your mum's phone and to call your dad for help. Now, Talia's sister Maggie suffered a severe injuries in that attack, but she did come to the funeral to be by her dad's side as her sister was put to rest, and some very, very emotional scenes at that funeral service, Nitsa.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, last week we all celebrated Australia Day, and Evan, many members of our community got a special award for Australia Day.
That's right, Nita. Jewish Australians figured strongly in this year's Australia Day honours across a broad range of endeavours. Now, of the 727 honorees, more than 30 are members of the Jewish community, including Victorian Governor Linda Dessau and rock music legend Jimmy Barnes, accounting for more than 4% of all recipients. Now, Dessau was made a Companion of the Order of Australia for her eminent service to Victorians in her judicial roles, as well as business efforts and support for charities, sport and the arts. Now, Cold Chisel frontman Jimmy Barnes was made an AO. Now, in other news, it does not happen often, but Isaac and Susan Wakel, they are a husband and wife recipient of AO honours. They were awarded for their service to the community in an array of philanthropic initiatives. Nisa, you might remember that a couple of years ago they founded the Susan and Isaac Wakel Foundation, and they've actually donated nearly $46 million to the University of Sydney. That is the largest donation the university has ever received in its history, and it was made by that Jewish couple. Fantastic coverage in this week's edition of the Jewish News of Australia Day Honours.
Talking about Australia Day Honours, I wanted to mention Jimmy Barnes. Many of our listeners didn't even know he was Jewish.
Nita, a lot of your listeners and our readers were surprised to learn this week that Jimmy Barnes is, in fact, Jewish. Now, in 2009, he performed at a concert at Central Synagogue, and he told the congregation that he had called his mother hours earlier to ask her why she had given him a Star of David when he was 18 years old. Barnes said his mother told him, "My mother gave it to me, and her mother had given it to her, so I thought I would give it to you." He asked his mom if her grandmother was Jewish, to which she replied that her name was Esther, and she was in fact a Jew. Barnes said, "If I get this right, my great-grandmother was Jewish, my grandmother was Jewish, my mother is Jewish, so I must be Jewish." So there you go.
So he's joining the list of recipients that are Jewish. Jimmy Barnes, very well known, very loved and liked Australian singer that came from Scotland at a young age to Australia. And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the International Holocaust Remembrance Day was last week, and AJN interviewed a Holocaust survivor, an incredible story of Lily Wolfe.
That's right. 89-year-old Holocaust survivor Lily Wolf has beautiful childhood memories of living in a big apartment above a shop in Germany, listening to her parents play the piano with her younger brother. But in 1936, laws were introduced that forced the firm that employed her father to fire all Jewish workers, and her family was scattered. Lily was sent to live in Bratislava, Czechoslovakia, with her grandparents, then to Budapest to reunite with her mother. As you said, a fascinating interview with Lily Wolf in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Yeah, for the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Yom HaShoah, that's been commemorated since 1948, will be in April. Evan, a very interesting report was released last week talking about hidden anti-Semitism in Australian schools. I see that the AJN actually is talking about it as well.
Yes, we are indeed. Hundreds of children in Australia are subjected to anti-Semitism at school and too scared to inform their parents, a leading researcher has told the Jewish News. Now, your listeners will be aware of Susan Rutland. She says that we have found that there's a real culture of denial among the children who don't want to tell their parents about it because they're afraid that they'll go to the school and things will be worse. What's more, she said that a very significant portion of Jewish children at mainstream Australian schools don't want other children to know that they are Jewish. Now, Susan Rutland and a colleague addressed a Bar-Ilan University event in Israel on global anti-Semitism about dozens of days they spent in mainstream state schools in Melbourne and Sydney between 2009 and 2015. They were researching religious education for a project funded by the Pratt Foundation, but found that students had another subject that they wanted to get off their chests. Frightening statistics, Nitza.
It is worrying. And I know many people were very upset to read the report. Evan, before I let you go, we've got a new premier in New South Wales.
That's right, Gladys Berejiklian, formerly the state's treasurer. She was sworn in as Australia's first ever Liberal female premier. This follows the shock resignation of Mike Baird, who announced his retirement from politics. Now, Gladys Berejiklian is the daughter of Armenian migrants who moved to Australia in the 1960s. Her father's actually from Jerusalem and her mother from Syria. She has a long history of involvement in the Jewish community. She has toured the Sydney Jewish Museum. She has addressed the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And last June, she actually spoke at the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce. Congratulating Berejiklian on the top job, the president of the Jewish Board of Deputies, Jeremy Spinak, said that our community has enjoyed a long and warm relationship with Premier Berejiklian through her various roles.
Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.